January 2, getting acquainted with God. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, therefore good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. Job 22:21-22. From the beginning it has been Satan's studied plan to cause men to forget God, that he might secure them to himself. Therefore he has sought to misrepresent the character of God, to lead men to cherish a false conception of him. The Creator has been presented to their minds as clothed with the attributes of the Prince of Evil himself, as arbitrary, severe, and unforgiving, that he might be feared, shunned, and even hated by men. Christ came to reveal God to the world as a God of love, a God of mercy, tenderness, and compassion. By the world's Redeemer, the thick darkness with which Satan had enshrouded the throne of the Deity was swept away, and the Father was again manifest to men as the light of life. Christ is saddened by the sight of men so absorbed in worldly cares and business perplexities that they have no time to become acquainted with God. To them heaven is a strange place, for they have lost it out of their reckoning. Not familiar with heavenly things, they tire of hearing about them. They dislike to have their minds disturbed in regard to their need of salvation. But the Lord desires to disturb their minds that they may become acquainted with him in time to accept his offer of salvation. The day will come when the awful denunciation of God's wrath will be uttered against those who have persisted in their disloyalty to him. But you need not be among those who will come under his wrath. We are living in the day of his salvation. The light from the cross of Calvary is shining forth in clear, bright rays, revealing Jesus, our sacrifice for sin. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1:7. God desires to restore his image in you. Believe that he is your helper. Resolve to become acquainted with him. As you draw nigh to him with confession and repentance, he will draw nigh to you with mercy and forgiveness.